W Mobile.
Hey, home, Dave. Glad to hear you. And you're OTR Mobile.
It was non-eventful, but I'll tell you what, people drive faster now than they used to.
Among us, and they drive among us. Well, I'm glad you made it back safely. We are headed up just to pay the water bill. Don't have to. We just like the ride up there, and then got a stuck drain hooty-nooty on the master bathroom, that little lever that pulls up and down. So we're going down to Lowe's and get some CLR and pour in it, and hopefully we can get it loose. Otherwise, have to call a plumber, and I don't want to do that.
That not too long ago with the one in our bathroom. Every now and then they need attention, some tender loving care.
Truth, Dave.
Before. This is like the second or third time that I've done it. So it gets a lot of traffic. So it's pretty easy. Everything's loosened up. The things that I can't get loose and I don't want to mess with are where the water comes out of the wall. And it's got a valve on it. Those valves are 30 years old. And if you like to try to use them as a cutoff valve, they'll leak.
I hate plumbing with a passion. I used to have to do that at the first place I worked for 32 years, or the second place I worked. They'd make maintenance do everything. And I told them, finally, after quite a few years, I said, I'm not good at it. Everything I touch leaks. And I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. You got mechanics that can do that, and a whole shop full of machinists. And I said, if you don't like it, well, I guess you got to get a new electrician. And I didn't have to do plumbing anymore.
Sometimes you just got to put your foot down. So it sounds like you put your foot down, and that's good. I'm not any good at plumbing either. It's just necessary. I went out to Lowe's. They've got these little wrenches for the valve at the street. And any time I need to work on any plumbing in the house, the first thing I do is go out to that valve at the street and shut it off. And then I do my work on the plumbing. And then I tell Amy to get on her phone, and I'm on my phone. And when I go back out there to turn it on, if it's leaking, I have her turn it off. Well, I turn it off really quick. She lets me know. So, and that's that's the way we play that game.
Well, we had to have a new one put in a while back, and when they pulled that copper tubing up out of the ground out there, it had a nice kink in it, and our pressure went up to 70 pounds per square inch, so that really was an improvement. And then they put in a new thing out at the, a new valve out at the street, and they put in PEX instead of that other, and they say that stuff can expand 5 times. Before it'll burst, so. But they only buried it a foot. Back home, they bury things 3 foot. That was Kansas, though. Anyway, Dave, I'm pulling in here to the drive-thru to pay my water bill, so I'll talk to you in a little while. Glad to hear you're back. I had a question for you, but I don't know what it is, but, you know, age catches up with us. W4DJW0TR, 73's Dave.
All right, Tom. Happy New Year to you and Miss Bernice. And I got about 30 minutes to go. I'll probably be on the road if you get back on. If I'm not going through a drive-thru, I'm picking up lunch on the way home. Anyway, enjoy the New Year. In 0TR, W4DJW. Mobile and clear.
Here's them for that remark, Tom. KI4DOS Mobile.
JW, KB4CBA.
Yep.
So, what are you out and about doing this morning?
I'm Gary. Now, you and me, or one of us doubled. Somebody doubled. I am coming back from Hillsburg. Once every 15 years, I have to go have maintenance done on Amy's engagement ring. She never takes it off, and after 15 years, she wears the prongs down. So I'm just now picking it up and headed back home, picking up lunch on the way home. Go ahead, Gary.
And Dave, David, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. We got all our errands done, and we headed back towards the house now, thank goodness. Had to make a couple of quick stops, and I got them done. Now I'm headed back to the house.
I feel a lot safer, Dave.
he probably feels safer because he pulled off the road, and he knows I'm on it. So, but anyway, well, glad you got the ring fixed up there. You know, my wife's the set was got loose, and she was afraid the diamond was going to fall out. Of course, I mean, you know, we've been married 43 years. Well, about 42 when this happened, and but we got it fixed. I think it cost as much. Cost about half as much as the ring cost when I bought it. But, you know, what the heck? Just money. But anyway, yeah, Christmas was great. The birthday was kind of hard to swallow, but anyway, I guess better having them than not. But I thought I'd try skydiving. If that doesn't work, then I'm going to try walking the tight wire in the without a net in the circus.
At a car rental counter at an airport, I don't remember which one it was, and she noticed it was missing while she was at the counter, and she said, "Everybody freeze." And she had everybody in that room on their hands and knees hunting for it, and a woman in there found it. And that's when we had it replaced the first time, had the prongs rebuilt the first time. And then now, if it shows any signs of wear, she says it's scratchy or anything like that, it's worth the maintenance fee to make sure that never happens again. But anyway, skydiving, I'm not understanding that. When it comes back around your turn again, explain that to me. W4DJW, go ahead, Gary. I'm already.
He must have. And I was directing that comment at KI4DOS being on the road there, Dave. I didn't know we had the other 2 days. I guess that's Dave Square. Dave times Dave. Well, good morning again, Dave. And anyways, KB4CBA. Yeah, I said if the shoe fits, wear it. And, you know, I always wanted to skydive. And I joined the skydiving club at Jacksonville when I was going to school down there. And be darned if they didn't have a quorum that time, so they canceled it. So I never did. But I went through parachute training in the Navy. So I knew how to use one, went through all of the motions, but I never did get to do it. That looks like a hoot to me while you're able to do it, Dave. It's Andrew O.T.R.
KB4CBA. Well, it was a joke, David. Yeah, I had my birthday, so I thought I'd try skydiving. And I said, if that doesn't work, then, if skydiving doesn't work, then you're dead. So, that's kind of the, that was kind of the joke part of it.
So no need for plan B if plan A fails, right? Plan A is going to happen regardless. Plan B, if plan A fails, is not an issue. I get it. Okay. I'm a little slow this morning in traffic. I got to order lunch while I'm on my way to go pick up lunch. I'll be back in a few minutes. You guys carry on. W4DJW.
He's probably wore out from all that sunshine and sand down there, Dave. Well, Dave, I was watching this Danger TV this morning on channel 1309 on Samsung Plus. I saw this before. This idiot had one of those paragliders, only it's the one you strap on your back. And I've seen them up at Oshkosh, and they'll just take out running with it on their back, and it's like a big fan. Only he tried to land on the Statue of Liberty up by the torch. Well, I didn't realize if that torch is not supposed to take over 1,000 pounds of anybody up on it, and nobody's allowed up there, I don't think, other than the maintenance and, you know, rescue people, and there was 5 guys up there. trying to pull this guy up with a rope, and he had that, motor on his back on top of everything else, and his paraglider was, the cords and that were hung over the Statue of Liberty. I bet he got a fine, don't you?
More than a fine. He probably got a 8x8 or 6x6 or whatever it is, and three hots and a cot. Man. Besides that puts the D in dumb and the S in stupid. Yeah, they closed that thing because they just didn't want anybody going up there anymore because of its just too dangerous. And so anyway, golly, some people just—I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, or maybe they're not thinking. Maybe that's the whole thing. Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, Statue of Liberty. Wow. Well, and then he gets tangled up in it, and they have to get him down, and good Lord.
So, yeah, you're quite correct. And DJW break in any time, Dave. I triggered too soon there. Dave's the only one that's polite enough to always leave a space. I forget. Yeah, Dave, I bet he did too. He was a daredevil from France, and he planned this for several years and never tried it. And he circled the statue for several times, and then lo and behold, they called a helicopter out there. I thought, oh my, they don't want to try to pick him off of there with a helicopter. And they landed a helicopter there on the island. And so they didn't attempt that. But I've been under the helicopter wash in the water and that. And on land, it's like 100 miles an hour. It would have probably blowed him off of there. It's the downwash is incredible. If you go down in the water, they taught us, you got to get away from your parachute, or the helicopter won't even come near you to pick you up. You got to swim away from it, cut it loose. But I thought, oh boy, if that sucks that up into that somehow, or blows that parachute up there, that would have been bad. But I guess France is the one that gave us that statue, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe that was his reasoning, but he was a daredevil from France and done this kind of things all the time.
France gave it to us, and they have one, actually. I can understand the helicopter not wanting to get near a parachute. Even if it's in the water, that still might be a recipe for disaster for them. And now you're just putting yourself in harm's way and trying to, save one person and putting, four or five more in danger. Oh, I tell you. Well, as you say, they walk among us, and this tractor trailer's got his left turn signal on, and he's turning right. I guess that's a good one. Should have taken a picture of that, but didn't have time. I am cutting through the I'm on the perimeter road at the mall, and this is a little cut through I do to get to the sports club. It's actually quicker, especially when the traffic's bad, and so everything's kind of crazy out here today.
LTR. So I'm going to give you the tip of the day. I always got to give you at least one. There's 17 mile an hour gusts and 46 degrees, and playing tennis today, I'd have to say, kind of like that truck driver, they walk among us.
Well, you know, it's kind of a case of a have to, you know, this is my exercise to stay healthy, and also I do have fun doing it, and I got several layers on. I have four layers, and they're thin, but they're designed to keep the wind off of you, and I paid dearly for them, but they work. And so anyway, the only thing that would be cold would be my face and my hands.
There's freezing weather when it comes to your face. It ain't going to do no more damage than it already has.
That again?
That's one. I said that freezing weather isn't going to do any more damage to your face than it already has.
One and two for you. Well, yeah, I asked you the other day if your face hurt, because it was killing me. It's killing me, man, I tell you. My pastor, one day, he had a colonoscopy, and he was in recovery, and I was standing there with his wife, and he was laying there in the bed, and of course, he was still flying high from the, from the anesthesia and or whatever they give you. It's not anesthesia, it's like Percet or something. And but he was just really high as a kite. And so I kind of nudged Myra. I said, "Watch this." I said, "Daryl, does your face hurt?" And he had his fingers, both hands up there, and he was touching his face with his fingertips, and he was just touching it all over. He goes, no, it feels fine. I said, "Man, it's killing me." the next day I was talking to him about that, and he didn't even remember.
It's an amnesiac. You can't be blamed for whatever you said. I said something of that nature one time to a full commander because he had mistreated me and cutting into me before the anesthetic took effect. And I said, "You can't hold that against me because I was under the influence."
I mean, I like that verse. I said, make that a double. If you're coming in here with that for me, I said, make it a double because good stuff, I like it. So, of course, the nurse is looking at me like, who is this guy? But anyway.
Yeah, one time I had a pain management doctor in Joplin, Missouri, and they actually give you some in a cup. It was just a little bitty cup, like kind of like you take an antacid with, and say, "Here, drink that." And what'd they do? It was on my foot, wasn't it, Bernice? I don't remember at the time. But anyway, you did the job, Dave. Yeah, I don't remember before or afterwards. I remember him giving it to me and going down the hall, but that's about it. And then one time they knocked me out with Versed and Demerol. Boy, that really put you out.
Combo will definitely knock you out, or enough of either one of those. Separate would knock you out, I guess, but anyway. And I found out when I was in the hospital one time, when they ask you about your pain level, if you tell them below an 8, they give you, they say 1 to 10. If you give them a 7 or below, they give you half a dose of pain medicine. So I always told them, I said, "Man, mine's an 11, because I wanted all the pain medicine I could get. I mean, because I was really hurt. I mean, I had throat surgery, 50 stitches, and golly day. But anyway, well, I got to run. I'm at the sports club. I'm sitting here in the between the white lines, and go check in and change my shoes and all that mess and get out on the court. So I guess I better run. But good to talk with you, Dave. If you're still listening, have a good one. And we'll talk to you later, Tom. I'll stick around for your final in 0TRKB4CBA.
Right now, we park in front of Harbor Freight, but they do drive among us. This reserve parking sign, I think, is supposed to be more or less pointed straight up, and it's a perfect 45 degrees to the left. It almost broke one of those 4-inch posts that's painted yellow. Almost broke it clear off, Dave. Wow. I hate to have the repair bill. Take care. You have a safe game. Take your emergency when you get home and zinc. This respiratory virus and the flu virus is higher here in this state in Louisiana than any place in the United States. So be careful, buddy. KB4CBA in 0TR73's day.
W4DJW. I like that emergency, Tom. I didn't know you took that, too.
I do. I don't necessarily take it daily, but I just got another box. Our kids, they take it before they fly on airplanes, Dave, because I think 40% of the air is recirculated and the rest isn't. But they made it down here from Michigan, and we had a wonderful Christmas, and the whole family was together, my daughters, and oh, wow, prime rib, turkey, dressing, ham, you name it, we had it. It was delicious. Anyways, glad you had a good trip, and we're going to get out and go into Harbor Freight here. 73's day, W4DJW in 0TR clip.
But the Bank of America told me about that years ago, and I get it every time I get sick. Go through a whole box. Anyway, enjoy the day, 0TR, W4DJW Mobile.